here's a story from The World.
Authorities in Pakistan today briefly pulled the plug on social media networks after several days of violent protests by a radical Islamist group. They're angry about what they see as blasphemy against their religion, specifically the depiction of the Prophet Muhammad in Western satirical cartoons. Several police officers have been killed in these protests. It's the kind of deadly clash between politics and religion that I.A. Rahman would have had opinions about. He's known as the father of human rights in Pakistan. Rahman died this week of natural causes at the age of 90. The World's Rupa Shenoy reports on his legacy.
In modern Pakistan, I.A. Rahman was an unlikely figure who, for years, opposed dictators, supported secular democracy, and fought for the rights of religious minorities and women.
And these are subjects that if you talk openly about in Pakistan, you're a target. You know, you can be killed, you can be attacked.
Taha Siddiqui is a journalist who says he was forced to flee Pakistan after being physically attacked in 2018. Now living in Paris, he says, despite the danger, Rahman was one of the most persistent and vocal advocates for equality in Pakistan.
For all of us, he was kind of a mentor, someone who inspired all of us to be someone like him.
Rahman was born in northern India to a family he later described as both secular and Muslim. Rahman said that as a high schooler, he didn't know the difference between Hindus and Muslims. But when he was 17, India went through partition and his family migrated to Pakistan. Rahman started writing for the Pakistan Times, a revered institution. He became part of a prominent group of journalists and human rights activists. Marvi Sermed's father was also part of that group. She grew up with Rahman as an uncle.
It was early 1950s. That was the era of ideologies.
Sermed says Rahman was part of the first generation of intellectuals and activists of the new nation of Pakistan, driven to preserve its founding ideals. Together with prominent human rights lawyer Usman Jahangir, Rahman co-founded the Independent Human Rights Commission of Pakistan, or HRCP. It remains a powerful force in the country.
HRCP would not have been the kind of institution it is today had it not been for Rahman Uncle. It was like his baby.
Sermed, a human rights advocate herself, says Rahman helped preserve the ideas of freedom and human rights as Pakistanis adjusted to life under one dictator after another.
We wouldn't have known what is right and what is wrong because my generation, the schools were working under oppression. The media had completely Islamized. So we wouldn't have known the light of the truth had these people not been there.
Rahman was a columnist for the English-language newspaper Dawn. In recent years, he argued that the Pakistani government was using its nuclear weapons to hold on to political power. Rahman also bemoaned the disappearances and detentions of journalists and human rights activists.
He was very upset about it. I haven't seen him so perturbed about the tactics of the state ever.
Rahman died on Monday. Pakistani Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi tweeted that the country had lost a true icon who had championed tolerance, inclusion, equality, and dignity. Rahman's death comes 3 years after that of his Human Rights Commission co-founder, Usman Jahangir. The loss of these two towering figures, Marvi Sermet says, has been devastating.
This entire generation, I mean, oh God, we have been dreading this. We always thought that these people are so giant. What will we do without them?
We often talk about this in Pakistan, that who are the next, you know, Asma Jahangirs or the I.A. Rahmans, and we don't see any.
Taha Siddiqui, the journalist in Paris, says it's not easy for activists today to follow in their footsteps and stand up to the Pakistani government.
There are very few of them left, and very few of them in this current generation, and very few we see in the future who would become another I.A. Rahman or another Asma Jahangir or another of these names that we look up to.
Siddiqui says that's the deeply troubling challenge Pakistani human rights advocates face. For now, though, they'll mourn and honor I.A. Rahman's legacy. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.